This is the first discourse in a series, Thoughts on the Kingdom. And it is just simply thoughts. The kingdom is a major topic in Scripture, and it merits deep thought. But I'm hoping just to give a brief taster introduction in this series of discourses. I begin with an introduction. Let me explain why I'm doing it. First of all, the kingdom, whatever we're talking about, I will come to that, the kingdom is prophesied in the Old Testament. Secondly, closely connected with it, it is announced in the New Covenant, Luke chapter 1, Mark chapter 1. The kingdom is announced there very clearly. Then again, it is the most frequent topic in Christ's ministry in the Gospels. I believe there's over 160 references to kingdom in the Gospels from Christ. And it also appears at key points, key passages in the apostolic scriptures. Clearly, it's a fundamental point, as in the Old Covenant, the New Covenant, prophesied in the Old, revealed in the New. Christ spoke about it more than any other subject, and it appears, I say, at key points in the apostolic scriptures. And yet, despite all that, it figures very low in the common practice of the churches and preaching and so on. And I have to plead guilty myself. I've been remiss in this. I have not preached enough about the kingdom. And yet it is such a major scriptural topic. And so, in this series, this brief series, I'm trying to make amends, as it were. Do not misunderstand, I repeat what I said before. This merits much deeper study than I can give here. I'm hoping just to raise this topic because so many believers don't even think about it. Let me tell you how I've come to do it at this time. A short while ago, I was staying with my friend in Seattle, Rick Peterson. And we watched and listened to a lecture by Gordon Fee on the kingdom. And very recently, Rick has asked me to review an essay he's written on the kingdom. And this has spurred me on to make me think I should say something on this. I've been a remiss myself, and I think it's something that is absent from the repertoire, as it were, of most preachers. As with everything else, there is no vacuum. The kingdom has been vacated, I think, by and large, by many evangelicals, or been taken over by misunderstandings. And the vacuum, if you like, has been filled. Let me give you some ways in which the vacuum has been filled. Above all, Christendom has filled the vacuum. What do I mean by that? Well, Constantine, Theodosius, the state church, the link of the state and church, the medieval church, military power, political power, and all that kind of stuff. Christendom has ruined the kingdom. It's taken over the kingdom and the idea of the kingdom. And for many, it's been lost in medieval Christianity, Christendom. But, of course, that didn't die out with the reformers. It carried on, I'm afraid. I believe post-millennialism plays into a misunderstanding about the kingdom. Dispensationalism certainly does. I don't want to be pejorative. I know good men are post-millennialists, and I know good men are dispensationalists. But I do not believe in 1,000 years of kingdom in Jerusalem for the Jews after the coming of Christ. I think that has taken away from the real biblical doctrine of the kingdom. The social gospel, the late 19th century, early 20th century, the social gospel talked much about the kingdom. The liberals, with their emphasis upon social thing, Blake's hymn, "And What's Jerusalem?" Built in England's green and pleasant land. In those days, the Liberal Party, or the Labour Party afterwards, these became, many of these adherents to these parties became social gospelers. The kingdom was taken over by politics and social measures. I believe the seeker-friendly churches and church evangelism since the 1980s has blurred the kingdom again, breaking down the difference, the distinction, between believers and unbelievers, between the regenerate and the unregenerate. All this will come out in this series of discourses. I think today we're seeing a rise of the political right amongst evangelicals and the calling upon governments. We see it in the United States. We see it in this country. People, evangelicals, believing that the government can, as it were, establish the kingdom in some way. All this has robbed this truly biblical subject, prophesied in the Old Covenant, announced in the New, most frequent topic in Christ, appearing at key apostolic passages, yet missing in so a missing note in so many preachers' repertoire, the preaching that they do. I'm guilty of it. I'm trying to make amends, but this is only a brief introduction. I've been blessed by contact with my friend to stir me to this, and I want to try and deal with these things that have come in and filled the vacuum and robbed of us of the teaching about the covenant, about the kingdom. But as I give this, I don't want us to be negative about what people have done by misreading and misunderstanding the kingdom. I want to bring the positive and look at the scriptures which deal with it. Now, that's a very brief and rambling, as it were, introduction, but I hope it's given you some idea of what to expect. The kingdom is a very important topic. In the next discourse, I hope to start with scripture and show the scriptural teaching, or point it to anyway, on this matter of the kingdom.